This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Joe Biden says he will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th because the country cannot justify staying there two decades after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. The U.S. leader said in a speech he is now the fourth president to oversee an American troop presence in Afghanistan, two Republicans and two Democrats, and vowed not to pass on the responsibilities to a fifth president.
With the terror threat right now in many places, keeping thousands of troops grounded and concentrated in just one country at a cost of billions each year makes little sense to me and to our leaders.
Several prominent senators of the opposition Republican Party are assailing Biden's troop withdrawal decision. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a statement, precipitously withdrawing U.S. forces from Afghanistan is a grave mistake. Senator Lindsey Graham, a close ally of former President Donald Trump, said President Biden will have, in essence, canceled an insurance policy against another 9/11. Bernie Madoff, the financier who pleaded guilty to orchestrating the largest Ponzi scheme in history, has died in a federal prison. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Madoff died at the Federal Medical Center in Butner, North Carolina, apparently from natural causes. Last year, Madoff's lawyers filed court papers to try to get the 82-year-old released from prison, saying he had suffered from end-stage renal disease and other chronic medical conditions. That request denied. Madoff admitted swindling thousands of clients out of billions of dollars in investments over decades. At the time of his arrest, fake account statements were telling clients they had holdings worth $60 billion. Julie Walker, New York.